Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is With Mark. Today on the show, we have music from Josh Gallagher, Lauren Weintraub, and Tiger Lily. And I'm kind of flying solo today, so just bear with me. But in about 20 minutes or so, we do have a little surprise for you folks. So, you want to stick around for that. But in the meantime, why don't we jump back to last week to see who made the chart? Not last Friday, but last Saturday. And at number three last week, we had Taylor Phillips with his new song "Rest in Peace." At number two, we had my friend Alyssa Trahan with her a brand new song "Leading the Pack." And at number one last week was Amira Godeau with her single "Crazy Cat Lady." With all that being said, why don't we jump into this week's countdown and kick things off with a good buddy of mine, Mr. Josh Gallagher. Now, I've played Josh. Now, four of Josh's singles in the show, and I think three of them have. I think two or three of them have gone number one. But last time I saw Josh was maybe a couple of years ago. It was a year ago at the Row in Nashville. Now, you guys might remember Josh as coming in third on his season of The Voice, but coming in at number three today is the new single from Josh Gallagher. This is called "I Run the Radio" on Indie Country Radio. Here we go. And at number three this week, that was my buddy Just Gallagher with Run the Radio. Just Gallagher is a small-town boy, singer and songwriter from Crescent, Pennsylvania, who moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2014. Known as country music's new sensation, Just has had overwhelming support from fans across the nation because of his singing style and personality, which includes heart and soul for the music, as he was started into the final four on NBC's season 11 of The Voice. A fan favorite every week, Gallagher won the hearts of millions and built a fan base across the world with his impressive vocals. While on The Voice, Josh had the incredible experience to be coached by Blake Shelton and Adam Levine. Gallagher also had the opportunity to work with Bette Midler, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and Garth Brooks. A country music legend, Garth Brooks, is included in those fascinated by the vocals and talent of Gallagher. Brooks advised Gallagher on the set of The Voice, quote, "This kid, as soon as he opens his mouth, you believe him." If I'm a manager, if I'm a producer, if I'm a record label, that's the guy I want because he has the career in front of him. This whole world is going to be listening to you for a long time. You've got it. Devoting his time in the studio, Gallagher, age 27, released his debut single, How About You, on February 23rd, 2018, which made it into the iTunes Top 100 country chart. In addition, CMT named Josh as a rising musician and became the newest act to join the CMT Artist Discovery Program. Currently, Josh's How About You single is at the number three spot on the Iceman's Top 40 New Country Artist Countdown. In July of 2018, Josh released another single called I Run the Radio, which you just heard. A following season 11 of The Voice, fans were not surprised as Gallagher was named one of the top 10 most successful contestants of the show, according to Taste of Country. And let me go right here. Let's see. Tuesday, August 14th at 8:30. PM, you can catch Josh at the listening room in Nashville. The 18th at 9 p.m. at East Freedom Firemen's Convention in East Freedom, Pennsylvania. On the 20th at 4:30 p.m. at Center County Grange Fair in Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The 22nd at 9 p.m. at Belcourt Taps in Nashville, and the 24th at Ellie Pub for a full band show. And that was at number three. That was Josh Gallagher with A Run Radio. Now, I've been privileged enough to know Josh for maybe a couple of years. Even before his successful run on The Voice, and Josh is a good dude. I'm rooting so hard for him. But at number two this week is the duo Tiger Lily, who I had on the show maybe a week or so ago, I think, or something like that. Made up of sisters Krista, and Kendra. And I'll tell you guys a little more about Tiger Lily after we hear their song Wild Creatures at number two on Indie Country Radio.
Today I know I found the one. Tomorrow I can't help but run. Never understanding what it wants. moment it makes perfect sense. The next I'm standing on the fence. Don't know where it will take me next. I don't know what's happening to me. All I know is they want to feel.
Two this week, that was Tiger Lily with Wild Creatures. Nashville recording artist and North Dakota's own Kendra and Krista combined distinctive talents to compromise the genre-bending duo Tiger Lily. A singing since they could talk, blending their voices was a natural step. In an astonishingly short time, the siblings have progressed to from a sharing in church to sharing the stage with national acts, and have been rapidly growing a international fan base via YouTube with over 5.5 million upload views. The sisters, aka songwriting machines, have been writing songs since they were 10 and 12 years old. Diversely influenced and hard to box in, the pair has crafted a remarkable sound appealing to pop audiences alike, with over 200,000 fans on their social media sites. The duo have opened for musical talents such as Big and Rich, Justin Moore, Chris Jansen, Tom Thompson Square, 11th Ave, Ray Lynn, and many more. That's now headlining their own Nashville produced high energy shows with their band. Kendra and Krista love being able to get back to the a community with their a love of music by being a part of Musicians on Call and performing for a fundraising and benefit conference. The girls were awarded American Patriot plaques for their support of soldiers and veterans, and were awarded best original country band, best song, best video, best stage show in the U Rock Award at the 2015 North Dakota Music Awards. Best original country band, best song, best video, a breakout artist at the 2016 North Dakota Music Awards, and favorite original band, favorite female vocalist, and favorite music video at the 2017 North Dakota Music Awards. Tiger Lily currently reside in Nashville, and I've had the girls on the show before, and like I said, about a week ago, and they're just two of the sweetest girls probably ever. One quick thing I wanted to mention before we hopefully have our surprise in a couple minutes is the fact that this month, August 20th of this month, this is Murph turns 6 years old. I'm not even kidding when I tell y'all that 6 years ago, I didn't even expect to get this far. With almost 400 shows under my belt and countless interviews, and many, many friends in the country music industry, it's just been one a roller coaster ride after another. And because of this show, I've been nominated for awards. I've been able to give interviews about the show. I've been able to walk a couple red carpets, and coming up in October, if you guys don't already know, I will be co-hosting first live awards show, the K-Dub Indie Country Radio Music Awards, aka the KICMA Awards, where a ton of my friends are nominated, and I will be co-hosting with my good friend Kevin of K-Dub Hit Country. So it's going to be so much fun. And also, while we wait for a hopefully a surprise guest to call in, hold on 1 second. We have somebody on the line, and I believe I know who this person is.
Hello.
Hey, is this Lauren?
This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, how are you, girl?
So good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And I bet you're wondering why I asked you to call in today, aren't you?
I mean, I am always down to call in, but yeah.
I have a surprise for you, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm excited.
Have you been listening to the show at all?
I just We were actually eating tacos, so I just tuned in.
I got you. Well, we've played two out of the three songs, and Kiss and Run has not come up yet.
Okay,
so that can
so
only
I
mean
hear.
One thing. That can only mean one thing.
Oh, my gosh.
A Kiss and Run is the number one song today.
No way.
It is.
Are you serious? That is
absolutely
so, what the heck?
Completely. Yep.
That is awesome.
It's the number
one. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Cody.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool. Wow.
Let's go ahead and play it, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. At number one this week, this is a Lauren Weintraub with Kiss and Run on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
It's just making our hearts race faster, trying to make the most of our time together. Who knows if we'd be jumping in this deep if we weren't rushing. If I dive in for another taste, your lips gonna make me late. Babe, I hit the kiss and run, cause we got going on. It's too good.
I did not do this at all.
Oh, my gosh. People voted to put that at number one?
They did.
That's so cool. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Cody.
It got 80% of the vote, if you can believe that.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yeah.
That's like, that's awesome. That is amazing.
See, I started Indie Country Radio in 2007. In 2017, actually, not 07. that is the second highest vote total ever for a number one.
Wow, are you for real? Like,
I'm
what?
Totally
that's crazy.
That's the second highest percentage
this,
ever
just
for a
so
number
many
one
great
song.
News Great news all at once.
If we can, and you're the first person I've ever asked on to do this, but I want to try and get some artists that their songs come in at number one on the show, so I can kind of surprise them like this.
Yeah, I think that's like such a cool thing to do because I had no idea, and now I'm super surprised, and that's awesome. So you should totally do that.
Oh, man. Absolutely. So, in the next 2.5 minutes or so, what have you been up to since the last time we spoke?
Well, I'm actually in Nashville right now. We're watching like a bachelorette party drive by, but I'm playing the Bluebird tonight, which I'm so excited
for.
Nice. Yeah, I'm really, really excited. So a few hours till
that
I get to
awesome.
Do that. So we're just hanging out and, yeah, I'm just really stoked.
Is it your first time playing the Bluebird?
So I've actually played it twice this year. I did a Sunday writer's night and then a chick singer night. So this will be the third time this year, which is crazy. Like I never even imagined I'd be saying that. So it's really
cool.
Oh,
sweet. That is awesome.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, when I saw that A Kiss and Run was number one, of course. So I put out a poll every week for indie country radio. I put out a poll every week for the three songs I do, and when I saw that A Kiss and Run was number one, I knew we had to try and get you on the show for the surprise.
Oh, well, thank you so much, because it seriously was an awesome surprise.
Absolutely.
You should totally
do
that.
And I can tell you from experience of speaking to you and knowing you as well as I do, this will not be your only number one on the show. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That also means a lot. So
absolutely. Well, I think I'm going to let you go because we've only got about 30 seconds, but
all right.
Thank you for stopping in and calling about 5 minutes. So.
Of course. Thank you for everything you do and for putting my song up there. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later, Lauren, okay?
I'll talk to you later. Bye, Cody.
Bye. Well, that was a fun surprise. To surprise Lauren with a number one single, "Kiss and Run." I've always wanted to do something like that, but I just never pulled the trigger on it until now. But I hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio, and. Congrats again to Lauren on A Kiss and Run Day number one. Let's see, Tuesday at 5:30 Central, I think. Yeah, 5:30 Central. We have a country music duo, Jay Madison, joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on a Bright Days with Mark. Thank you and goodbye.